So sometimes when criticism is there, we need to correct ourselves. That may indicate something which we need to fix. Yes, definitely. And if we look at the context in which I was speaking, I was talking about Brahma being criticized by the gopis. That is criticism, and that is not a fault of Brahma, that is created eyes with eyelids. So there I was giving a example of criticism that is circumstantial and is unwarranted. Of course, there can be warranted criticism, and being able to take that is a sign of maturity. Because otherwise, we can't improve. We can't learn. Sometimes we are just too caught in our own heads. We see things from our perspective, and from our perspective, it appears as if we're just right. What's wrong with what I've done? So yes, criticism has to be. If the criticism is constructive, then definitely we need to correct ourselves. As a writer, when I write my article, after I write article, now I have several devotees who review it. And over a period of time, I learned that through their reviewing, the article becomes so much better. Basically, there are some thoughts in my head, and there are some words on the paper or on the computer screen. Now, I think that the thoughts in my head have come on the word, come the come as words on the screen. But sometimes the thoughts are so clear, but that I can't see the words clearly. This is what it is saying, but somebody else is saying, this is not what you are saying, this is what you are saying. So then seeing from somebody else's perspective helps me to understand better and then I correct myself. So I find that that kind of criticism is very, very helpful. But generally, for us to receive criticism, we need to have a healthy sense of self-worth. If criticism demoralizes us so much that we just feel like giving up, then even if that criticism is valid, we keep a distance from the critic. Because we all have deficiencies, we all have defects, and we are all working gradually to deal with them. But if we are just told, you have this problem, this problem, this problem, this problem, bah, pray. This devotion is filled with problems. My devotion is filled with problems. Better give up devotion. So what we have to have the inner strength of purpose by which we can assimilate criticism. Naturally, when nobody feels happy when they're criticized. We all feel a little bad when we are criticized. But if we have that core conviction, if we have that core strength of purpose, then that criticism is like an incidental wound. Okay, so while your warrior is fighting, you get wounded. But then you rise again. But if a bullet goes into the heart itself, the warrior will die. Or sometimes some criticism may just go into the heart, and that may dishearten people too much. So if now whether the person is giving constructive criticism or destructive criticism, we don't know that. It is good to assume that give people the benefit of doubt and assume that their intention is good. They simply want us to improve. But sometimes even criticism that is given with a constructive intention can have a destructive effect on our morale. So we do need people who accept us as we are. We need people who will encourage us to become better than what we are. But as we are also, we need to be accepted. So if we have only someone who is simply pushing us to become better and better, and they don't accept us as we are, then that can be demoralizing. So if some person gives destructive criticism, or some person gives criticism that has a destructive effect on us, then either we have to keep a little distance from them, or we need to associate with others who will help us to see that person's criticism in perspective. And then that criticism will help us to improve. So we all need to improve, and often it is the feedback of others that helps us to improve. So one devotee was telling me that, I have made a policy that before giving feedback, I do feed front. So what does feed front means? He says, whenever I have to give any feedback to that devotee, any devotee, I give them delicious prasadam first. So feed front and then feed back. So we have to find out what is the best way in which we can take in criticism, and conversely, how we can give criticism also has to be carefully monitored.